Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It is the grapevine at saverlife.com. And just a couple days ago, the Democrat and Chronicle had a great article about one of the Brighton Farmers Market vendors, Kate Schlenker from Newbury Park Pastries, and her turkey dinner pot pies were featured. A little video interview with her, some nice photos, and a great article about some of her background and these turkey dinners in a pot pie that she makes. She's made them for quite a few years, and I bet she's going to be making a lot more of them this year with the coverage in the DNC. So I would go very early today to the Brighton Farmers Market if you want to get some of her pies. I don't know if she'll have any of the Thanksgiving dinner pies today, but she makes a lot of other ones as well, and she'll probably be selling out of all of those very early this morning. So the Brighton Farmers Market is from 9 to 1. She usually has retail hours on Saturdays at her place in the Genesee Regional Market. And I didn't realize until reading the article Tracy Schumacher wrote for the DNC that her grandfather, Alvin Schlenker, was the first tenant in the Genesee Regional Market when it was first established in 1951. That's kind of a cool thing she retains that connection to the Genesee Regional Market. That's where her production space is. So only on Saturdays does she do retail there. And you can order in advance. And if you want one of these Thanksgiving dinner pot pies, or 10 of them, or whatever, you should order in advance just to make her planning easier and have you less frustrated, because she's not a big operation. She doesn't make, 10,000 of these, and she's just a small operation and does great quality work. A lot of local ingredients in all of her pot pies. Some of those ingredients from the other vendors at the Brighton Farmers Market. So, make her planning easier by ordering in advance, whether it's the turkey dinner, Thanksgiving dinner in a pot pie, or the panang, which is Thai seasoning vegetarian pot pie, or the shepherd's pie. There's a straight vegetarian one. There's, of course, chicken pot pie. And she does a bunch of other specialty ones on and off, so rotates those. NewburyParkPastries.com. You can look her up and say hello this morning, and I hope you get over to the Brighton Farmers Market. There will not be a nicer morning at the Brighton Farmers Market this year. It's going to stay outside through the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And afterward, they're going to also stay outside but reduce their hours until just before Christmas. So they're not going inside at this point, which is probably wise given the rise in cases of the coronavirus around our area. But they'll reduce their hours to 10 to 11:30 starting the Sunday after Thanksgiving. But until then, they'll be outside 9 to 1. And again, it's pretty much impossible that the weather will be nicer than today at any other point before May, at least on a Sunday when it's market hours. Monday, Tuesday this week are going to be just as nice as today. In fact, they're predicting 75 on Tuesday, 73 tomorrow. And when the market opens, just opened 9 o'clock this morning, 52 degrees, and it'd be close to 60 by 10 a.m. So until one today, head over to the Brighton Farmers Market. You need to wear a mask. They ask that you move quickly and, get in and out. And the first hour of the market until 10 a.m. is for seniors and those doing pickup of things that were ordered in advance. And so 10 a.m. is the regular time for anyone else to show up at the market. There are always a couple food trucks there. Marty's Meats, the Petite Poutine, Nino's Mexican, and Java's. So there's some really good food. Also, John and Jonathan from John John's Bakery usually do a savory dish that's ready to take home and have for lunch, or put in the refrigerator and heat it up later, as well as all their desserts. So lots to lots to see at the Brighton Farmers Market. You can start stocking up for winter and again, enjoy this balmy weather. Maybe ride your bicycle over there. Crazy warm for November. It's it gets dark early, which reminds us that it's November. But other than that, you would think it was September, maybe even some August nights here. So again, check out the article in the Democrat and the Chronicle, and I think you probably need a subscription for access to this one. And you should get a subscription at $9, $10 a month for the digital subscription. Gives you access all the time and really a support the local journalists like Tracy Schumacher did the article on Newbury Park pastries. And really, I've known Kate Schlenker for many years, and there's just not a nicer, more generous person out there. It's great to see someone like that highlighted, and a long history as a chef here in our area. She's been, she started out making cheesecakes when Newbury Park Pastries was first founded, and did desserts, still does some desserts, but has focused more on the pot pies in the last decade or so. So again, democratandchronicle.com, check out that article and become a subscriber so you can catch articles like this. And I saw there was a Finger Lakes winemaker, Dave Breeden, who posted or shared a Facebook post from Ithaca Voice that an adult spotted lanternfly had been found in Ithaca, in the Falls Creek neighborhood of Ithaca, not only is it not good news, it's terrible news, but it's exactly one of the reasons that I've been out scouting. I didn't find it. I didn't get to Ithaca. But most other cities and towns and villages in the Finger Lakes, but not Ithaca yet. Hoping to go down this week and do some scouting. They found one, and that's all that was found. But then come to find out that a juvenile one had been found this summer in that same neighborhood and reported to the DEC and Ag and Markets. But apparently it was not confirmed. The person killed it before they could see it, and so I don't believe it was. I don't believe the DEC or Ag and Markets reported it as a sighting because they couldn't confirm it, and that's a problem. So I just found this out yesterday. I've got to contact the DEC and Ag and Markets and find out how many other examples there are of unconfirmed sightings, which, in some cases might be some other insect. But in some cases, people probably did identify them correctly. But the regulations, perhaps, at the DEC don't allow them to report unconfirmed sightings. And when, the economics, the businesses of the Finger Lakes are at risk from this insect that's devastating vineyards in Pennsylvania right now. This just doesn't work. We need more information. So I don't know any other details. I don't know if the DEC reported. I didn't see anything. I didn't see any reports of sightings until this one in Ithaca, which was not reported by the DEC, but by Ithaca Voice. And you can look them up online and read a little bit about it. They have a photo of the adult flying or with wings spread, which is actually kind of a not so helpful photo on its own, because you're relatively unlikely to see this lanternfly flying. It doesn't fly that much, relatively. It tends to sit on the bark, and all you see are gray wings with black dots, which is a really good camouflage. And that's really what people need to be looking for. I thought that the weather, the cold snaps that we've had up to this point, the frosts, really hard freezes, had eliminated the adults, and I had stopped scouting, figuring that the season was over, but perhaps the adults can take some cold, or perhaps there's a microclimate in the Falls Creek neighborhood. You have Cayuga Lake, which, you know, all kinds of warm air on a cold night coming from Cayuga Lake, probably into Ithaca and affecting those areas. So anyway, lots to learn about this insect. The one that was found in July was a juvenile, which they're bright red at one of their life stages before they become an adult. And it's pretty hard to mistake them for other things. There's a box elder bug that perhaps looks a little similar in that it's red. There's a lily leaf beetle, which is also red, bright red. But there aren't too many things that look like this juvenile stage of the spotted lanternfly. So, of course, because it's 2020 and pretty much everything conceivable seems to go wrong at some point during this year, it is perhaps not surprising that this was found in Ithaca, supposedly only one, and they've done additional scouting. But I have to say that I'm much more worried knowing now that there's a probable sighting of a juvenile this summer as well as an adult this fall, just recently, because that's unlikely to be some adult lanternfly that hitched a ride on a car or something from Pennsylvania, and more likely to be some kind of infestation in that neighborhood that we've got to find, because can't have that spreading across the Finger Lakes. So check out Ithaca Voices article, and we'll update you. I'll hopefully have more information next week on this insect, and I've got to get more information from Penn State and the researchers there that have been dealing with it for the last 6 years in Pennsylvania. And if you think, well, you know, it's they can just spray with pesticides in the vineyards and kill it, they're trying to do that in Pennsylvania, and it's not working very well because there's so many of them, and they keep coming into the vineyards from the trees and things surrounding the vineyards. This is a very difficult pest to control, and seeing listening to interviews with people from Philadelphia and people who live in neighborhoods where this spotted lanternfly is going crazy numbers in Pennsylvania, like 28 counties are under quarantine so that nursery stock and firewood and other things don't leave those counties and take the spotted lanternfly to other parts of Pennsylvania. These spotted lanternflies get in your hair. They're flying everywhere, and it's a nightmare in more ways than just ruining our vineyards. So it's something we need to be aware of. I mentioned it yesterday. This article in Ithaca Voice really sobering that. Perhaps several have been found now over the course of the summer and the fall. So again, more information next week, but look it up, be aware, because hopefully that over the next couple of days, today, tomorrow, Tuesday, 70 plus degrees, sunny, hopefully you're outside doing some walking, even around the neighborhood, know what to look for and what to spot in case you see something, some insect that you don't recognize. Look up the spotted lanternfly. The future of our wine region is at risk. Seriously, that's how devastating this insect might be. So if you do think you see one, you should report it to the DEC. You should try and capture it if you can, kill it, and then put it in a Ziploc bag to get it to the DEC, but also let me know if you can, partly just because of this problem of dissemination of information. I had to do a FOIL Freedom of Information request last year to the DEC to find out more details on the dead one that was found in Penyan, because the DEC wasn't releasing any more details. Just, you know, found in Penyan. Penyan's a pretty big place. Where was it? And still didn't get. They claimed all sorts of delays. It took me months to get a few more details. One, that it was a juvenile female, so it was unlikely it had laid eggs, if it was even alive when it arrived in New York State and in Penyan. But they wouldn't say anything about where it was found in Penyan, perhaps on a private property. But, you know, they could have at least said, you know, the west side of the lake, in town. But very reluctant to give out information. And that's just not helpful when we're trying to scout and keep this under control and keep it from becoming an infestation. So again, let the DEC know, certainly, but also let me know if you or someone you know spots one of these. Again, it'll let us do more scouting in those areas. If you want to send me questions, information on maybe some of the wineries around New York State, maybe questions, etc., email me michael@saverlife.com. I saw that several wineries are doing free shipping on orders of 6 bottles or more. So if you, it's beautiful weather to drive down to the wineries, but if you prefer to, have no contact, and stay home perhaps, or stay closer to home, wineries, a number of them are shipping, it's free shipping 6 bottles or more, including Fox Run Vineyards and Hunt Country Vineyards. Those were two that I noticed on Facebook that have posted free shipping, 6 bottles or more. And so we can get a nice mix of reds and whites, some sparkling wines, some ice wines, dry rosé, and really dry rosé is a phenomenal Thanksgiving wine. The color is vibrant, but some of them are kind of subtle too, but really beautiful, light pink. And there are some darker pink dry rosés, but a darker pink is sometimes associated more with blush, a sweet pink wine. So a lot of them, the Finger Lakes, tend toward the lighter shades of pink. But what's really neat about those is that, you know, invariably your brain, or at least mine, you see a lighter colored wine and you think lighter in flavor. It just, that I can't get that out of my head. And a lot of these dry rosés have a tremendous amount of flavor. And so it's kind of fun to serve that at Thanksgiving and see people's reactions when they realize that this is a powerhouse wine, which is just happens to be light in color. And as I've recommended for many years, do potentially 3 glasses per person at Thanksgiving. And that way you can have a red, a white, and a dry rosé, preferably from New York State. I just had a Meritage from Arrowhead Spring Vineyards in Western New York. And it was an older vintage, 2012. And it was just spectacular. As we were tasting it, our family was just wowed by that dry red. And again, there are some wineries that do sell library vintages sometimes. I got to check and see whether Arrowhead Spring Vineyard still has any of the 2012. It was really delicious and rich red. It's hard to imagine that anyone who prefers richer reds from California, it's hard to imagine they wouldn't really love this Arrowhead Spring Vineyards one. It wasn't as high in alcohol as California reds are because they're a warmer climate, but it was such a rich, lovely wine. and I got to find a way to get some more of those. 2012 from Arrowhead Spring Vineyards. So you get, you know, wines with a local story behind them. And again, small glasses. I wouldn't, especially if you have a family who's driving to your house for Thanksgiving. Hopefully, you know, if they're not part of your pod wearing masks and, you know, maybe setting up your Thanksgiving table differently so that you can be in the same space but not be that close maybe. We need to take extra precautions as the numbers of the coronavirus go up. And, you know, there are some, like, you know, our now lame duck president who makes fun of it, derides people wearing masks, doesn't wear masks, which is probably one of the reasons that his chief of staff just came down with coronavirus. Hopefully he'll be okay. He'll probably most certainly get much, 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 much better treatment than 99.999% of the people who contract the coronavirus, just as the lame duck president did. And, you know, that doesn't relate to the seriousness of this coronavirus, because we don't have those treatments and that care for everyone else. It's not relevant. So, you know, people in the White House, our lame duck White House, can, you know, claim that COVID is no big deal. We've had it. We got over it. We're fine. Yeah, well, you had care that pretty much no one else can get. And that is making the situation worse here in the United States and around the world, as people around the world look to the United States as, or they used to, you know, as a country to follow, certainly with, you know, 4% of the world's population and 20 or 25% of the world's deaths from coronavirus. We're not a country to follow at this point. You need to follow the health experts, not the politicians. Please. That's the only way that we're going to get through this pandemic. So, again, Thanksgiving, be careful, and, you know, your table will look great with three glasses of wine per person, but my original point there was to make them small glasses so, you know, people aren't consuming the better part of a bottle of wine with their Thanksgiving dinner. And, you know, for, you know, people who are older you know, don't want them losing their balance because they consume too much wine. So, you know, three small glasses of wine, someone particularly loves one of them, you pour them a little bit of extra maybe of that. But the colors of these wines are really pretty spectacular. So if you want any recommendations, I know Willie Frank from Dr. Constantine Frank, Dr. Frank's son, who passed away quite a few years ago, he used to say that Gewürztraminer was his favorite Thanksgiving wine because the turkeys, the wild turkeys, would always eat lots of Gewürztraminer grapes. It was tough to keep them out of the vineyards, and they seemed to especially like Gewürztraminer. And I think that was, beyond the fact it is really good with turkey, that was one reason, was some revenge on those wild turkeys. Have some Gewürztraminer with your Thanksgiving dinner. And probably the signature red wine from the Finger Lakes and for, you know, upstate New York, Cabernet Franc. There are many other reds being made here, but Cabernet Franc is perhaps the signature one. And those tend to be a little lighter in color, which actually makes them pretty showy. And some of the really dark reds, you can't see through them. And one of the Cabernet Francs I had recently, you could, and it really had a just a vibrant red color and delicious flavor. So those are a few recommendations as you think ahead to Thanksgiving. If you have some ideas or questions, comments, you can email me, michael@saverlife.com. If you hear any news about restaurants, etc., wineries, things that are opening in our area, again, send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. And please take literally 2 minutes and read about the spotted lanternfly, see a couple photos of it, and be aware of it for the rest of the fall season here in our region. We'll be back Saturday with Gardening Restaurants Discover the Finger Lakes starting at 9 a.m. Michael Warren Thomas here. Have a great day. Enjoy this beautiful weather. Maybe head over to the Brighton Farmers Market, open until 1 o'clock today. Have a great day.